Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this as well as your own personal altar every day to seek divine direction. After receiving the ministration, rebroadcast it to your contact so that they will also be blessed with what is blessing you. Welcome to Thursday, the ninth day in July, day 9. In the seventh month, let us go through the scriptural and the spiritual relevance of 9, day 9, for prayers. And please be responding with amen. I receive it. 9 is for fruitfulness. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, listed 9 fruit of the Holy Spirit. Please, if you can, take a fruit. If you have one at home or your refrigerator, go for it. If you don't have any, receive the prayers all the same, but when you are able to get fruits, play back that message, watch it and eat it. A miracle will happen. Jesus died at the ninth hour. Matthew 27, verses 46 to 50. The ninth hour was the hour of prayer. Acts chapter 3, verse 1. Peter, James, and John went to the temple in the ninth hour of prayers. Cornelius received divine attention at the ninth hour. Acts chapter 10, verses 3 to 6. A pregnant woman delivers on the ninth month, all things being equal. Let me connect to this truth and expect divine intervention as I pray for you. Be responding and you will see the power of God. This is the season of your manifestation. Yes, your hidden blessings shall become visible to all. Your labor will produce undeniable results. Your waiting season is over. From today, your life will receive divine motion. Say amen. I bless that physical fruit in your hand, a symbolic representation of fruitfulness. Eat, and you'll become more fruitful in all areas of life. I'm hearing this. Tell them to wear oversized material for the next 3 days. I want to bless them with oversized blessings. Listeners, wear an oversized clothing or dress. Oversized shoe, oversized slip-on, oversized undies, oversized ring for the next 3 days. Let one thing about you be oversized. Yes, it may appear strange or funny. It is prophetic. Thus says the Lord, I will give you oversized financial blessings, oversized turnover, and says, bigger than your age, bigger than your position, bigger than your background, bigger than your education miracle. Receive anointing for more than enough blessings in Jesus' name. You will ask for one thing, they will give you 4 or 5. Multiple approvals. Wear an oversized thing today for the next 3 days. Let me have your testimonies later. Great testimonies will follow this prophetic action of wearing an oversized material. July 9, celebrant. Your prayers be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will live long and you will live well. God and good people will bless you with precious gifts and good money today. Happy birthday. Now, let's go for teachings and wisdom. First one today. Good evening, Daddy, and my Turning Point Global family. I am passing through a very difficult time. On the 23rd of June, I went to a GTB bank ATM to withdraw money. But my card got stuck or trapped and the ATM suddenly went blank, went off. I immediately reported to the bank staff, but to my greatest shock, I received debit alert totaling 384,000 naira withdrawn through a new OPAY POS. That money was my entire business capital and life savings. Since then, I have been left stranded and I have been trusting God for help. Daddy, if you know anyone in the banking sector who can advise or assist in recovering my money, I'll be deeply grateful. Thank you, Daddy. Wow. God bless you. Don't just complain to a bank staff. Go to your bank account manager. If it is an account, if it's a business account, then talk to the branch manager, whoever is the boss in that branch. That must be a systemic error. Bankers in the house, you know more than me on this banking, POS, ATM, and withdrawal issue. Please, what should she do or what should he do? It is urgent. Send your advice and let's help our member that the ATM swallowed his or her money up. Another person. Good morning, Daddy. I am mourning. Kindly put me through. My mom was sick and now has gone to be with the Lord. I prayed. I sowed the no death in my family seed this year as directed. What happened? Did I do anything wrong? What should I do, sir? Wow. Let me start by condoling you and the family for the passage of your precious mom. You didn't tell us how old mom was before the passage. No matter how prayerful we are, how pure or holy, or serving the Lord, at a good old age, we will pass one day. If mom was not very old, as I guess, then you said she was sick. We don't know the sickness and what medical attention mom got. Whatever the case is, if mom was born again, if she did, then she's not dead. Christians don't die. They just relocated to their Lord. She went to be with the Lord in glory. Don't feel too bad. Don't blame God. Don't blame faith. Don't lose faith. Don't blame yourself. Whatever we don't understand now, we shall understand when we eventually see Jesus. Therefore, be comforted. Like I said, don't blame yourself and don't blame God. And don't reduce your commitment to God. God will see you through. Next, Daddy, please answer this. Is speaking in tongues genuine among the Pentecostal churches? A 15-year-old girl from Pentecostals who will be speaking in tongues, while the same age mate or even her senior can't speak in tongues in Catholic Church and other denominations. Daddy, why? Wow. People respond to what they hear, the doctrine they listen to, and their spiritual atmospheres. Pentecostals are those who believe in the phenomenon and the power of the Pentecost. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. When the Holy Ghost came to the upper room where 120 disciples were gathered, filled all of them, rested on them, and gave them tongues as of fire, and they were speaking in tongues as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. If the Catholic believe in tongues and start teaching it, their members will also start speaking in tongues. I know Catholic members that speak in tongues, but the Pentecostals emphasize it a lot. Christians behave and become what they are daily taught. Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing. Next, beautiful morning, sir. Hope you are good. Please, I don't know the line to send this to, sir. I think I am addicted to alcohol and wine. Sir, I want to be free. I want to stop it. What should I do, sir? Wow. Spiritual warfare prayers. As we regularly teach it here, ChatGPT for Bible verses on freedom from addiction, freedom from alcoholism, and other vices. Scriptures on self-control and self-discipline. Many Bible verses will pop up. List out the relevant ones. Up to 15, 20, 25, or 30 Bible verses for 1 hour every day. Engage these Bible passages, verses to pray into your life. Pray it loud. It's a warfare prayer. Fast at least one day a week. Back it up with sacrificial seed. Do it consistently until the desires for it leaves you completely. It will leave you. Yes, there is a spiritual undertone in addiction. Some people were advising a therapist. Well, but addiction has spiritual undertone. Handle it spiritually. We'll continue from here tomorrow. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Let what is blessing you, adding value to you, also bless the people connected to you. Today is the D-Day, the Great Prayer Mountain Service Day. Two services, 7 to 9 a.m., 2 hours. 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., another 2 hours. Attend the one that is most convenient for you. Many people even attend the two, and they are blessed. Prayer focus today is powerful. It is prayer and anointing for destiny helpers. No one can go up alone in life without destiny helpers. Come for that impartation. Come to receive anointing oil for July free. Anointed man to free. Others have collected theirs Come and take your own. Venue is Goshen Land, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, Uyo, and Maraba, Abuja. Same message, same ministration, same anointing, same impartation. Don't miss it in any of the cities where you are. Have you sent in the sacrificial seed for this month? Month 7. We are doing 7777. As many sevens as you can sow. 77,777 naira, 77 kobo. 71,777 naira, 77 kobo. Or 777 naira, 77 kobo. Or the equivalent for all of us in diaspora. Send seed to connect to grace and anointing, seed 71 that was sown into my life last Thursday. It's still ongoing. There is no terminal date. Do as God lays in your heart and as when you are able. For correct account for C71 up, send a request chart to +234809-789-4000 for the correct account. It shall be sent to you. Do as the Holy Ghost and your faith and your financial capacity allow you to do. All givings on these platforms are voluntary. We teach it, we don't force it. Do as God gives you the grace to do. I bless your life. Go and see the power of God. Go and be fruitful. Return with testimonies. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I am Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.